Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is such a beautiful day to be alive. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Tuesday. It is the 14th day of September 2021. We're almost to the middle of this month, and God has just blessed us to be in this ninth month of the year. So many things have happened, and we are just grateful that God is just doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and we just thank him for everyone who is here. Those who will join us later, those who may have wanted to be here can't make it, and those who have been here down through the years. We're just so grateful for the spirit of unity, the one accord spirit here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We know that where there's unity, there is strength. And two can do more than one. So we're thanking God for just having the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Must Jesus bear his cross alone and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, how awesome is your name in all the earth. We're just so grateful for you, God, being here with us right now. We know that you're everywhere. You see all things, all power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. You rule and you super rule, Lord. We just thank you so much that you've allowed us to be here for such a time. We thank you that you are everywhere and you do all things for us, oh God. You do things that are so miraculous, oh God. And sometimes we just don't even know how things come to pass, but because of you, Lord, we know that we have the victory. My God, we thank you so much because Jesus came to this earth. He gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, Jesus, for this life in you. We have the victory because of your victory on the cross, your victory over death, hell, and the grave. We thank you for your victory. Even now, you're sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're making intercession for us. So we thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend. You are a friend who is closer than a brother. My God, we thank you so much today because Jesus is the good shepherd, and as his sheep, we know his voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So we follow after holiness and righteousness, and we shall have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we thank you so much for that Holy Ghost that Jesus sent when he left this earth realm. He knew that he would not be around for the disciples to talk to ask questions, to see what he could do, but he knew that we would need something. So he sent a helper, the Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We realize it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us this morning. Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us and guide us and teach us all things. Show us where we must go and what we must do. And we appreciate you, Holy Ghost, for convicting us even when we are doing wrong. We thank you for the Holy Spirit to get us back on track. My God, we thank you that we are forgiven. We realize we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, but we pray that our spirit man will continue to rise above the flesh, oh God, and overcome the things that the enemy would want us to do. We do realize, oh God, that we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. But Lord, if any of us has an ought against anybody, oh God, we know that we must forgive and forget about the past, oh God. We know what we must forgive, oh God, those who have wronged us, oh God. And even if we have done something wrong to somebody, oh God, let us go and get it straight before we would come and present our gifts to you. Oh, my Father, we just thank you this morning for each and every sister and brother on this prayer line, those who are not on this prayer line, but sisters and brothers around the world. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for your covering, oh God, that you cover us with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, we do decree this morning that by the stripes we are healed. So many people have sicknesses and diseases in their bodies. So we decree this morning that healing is coming to those, oh God, who are sick. We pray for our sister Linda. We pray for Sister Deborah, oh God, that is in the hospital, oh God. We pray for her recovery, oh God, and for her healing this morning in the name of Jesus. And Sister Juanita, oh God, continue to strengthen her as she goes along getting her treatments, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you will heal, that you deliver and set free. We thank you, Lord, for healing our Sister Marie's knees, oh God, that she is walking stronger each and every day, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Apostle Horsley that anything in his body, oh God, that needs to be healed, that you heal him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, our sister Gladys, oh God, we pray for her this morning, oh God. Whatever issues she may be facing, oh God, we thank you for the victory today, God. And our sister Lois, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for her victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just praise you, God, today for Uncle Marvin and our cousin Raymond, oh God, that you're healing their bodies, oh God, and just join them closer to you, God. In the name of Jesus, Marco, Lesheta, Maniki, La 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 La, Shata, Makul, Ninikata, Shana, Makalida, Loshita, Makeda. My God, I pray that the healing spirit takes over all across the land, oh God. So many people are in the hospital right now. There are those who want to go to the hospital and are afraid to go, Lord. We pray, God, today for the healing, oh God, is taking place right now. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs to just reach out and touch the hem of your garments, that they will be made whole, just as the woman who had the issue of blood. So we pray, God, today for the healing to come right now. In the name of Jesus, there are those who have mental issues this morning. There are those who are schizophrenic, bipolar, oh God. Some are having the spirit of Parkinson's, oh God, and Alzheimer's, oh God. And so, Father, we pray this morning that you heal those who are depressed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, there's somebody out there who wants to commit suicide. I bind up that demonic spirit right now and cast it into the abyss where Jesus was sended. And I loose the spirit of life right now. They shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, today that you will even connect people, oh God, with somebody, oh God, who can give them a word of encouragement, oh God, a word that will help them to know that all things are possible if they would just believe in you, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray, Father, today for those, oh God, who may have heart trouble, oh God, this morning. Sugar diabetes, oh God, there are those, oh God, who have had some kidney issues, oh God, kidney failure, oh God, kidney stones, oh God, being removed this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. The spleen, oh God, being healed this morning. In the name of Jesus, arthritic conditions, we decree and declare that they are being healed today. In the name of Jesus, all kinds of cancers in the body, oh God, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph node, lung cancer, oh God, breast cancer, Lord Jesus, prostate cancer, oh God, blood cancer, oh God, skin cancer, oh God. There are so many different kinds of cancers, oh God, and there are those, oh God, where the cancer has metastasized, oh God. And we know, God, today that you can deliver, you can set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we just praise you, God, today for the healing today in Jesus' name, oh God. Little babies, oh God, who were born prematurely, oh God, we pray that you will help them even outside the womb, oh God, to develop, oh God, their lungs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if there's a lung that needs to be developed, oh God, let it come true, oh God. In the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that you are right there in the midst of all of these homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the midst of even people who are out there on the street, God, there are people who are just so mentally disturbed, oh God. They're wandering around in darkness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, that they will come to your marvelous light, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ, that they will call on your name, oh God. Hallelujah. And they shall be saved, oh God. My God, my God. My Lord, we just praise you today for just bringing peace in the homes, oh God. So many homes are just full of hatred, oh God. Homes are full of just disagreements, oh God. And we pray, Father, today for unity, especially for the people of God, that they will come together and come against the devil, Lord. The enemy is out there like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But we know, God, today that there can be peace in the homes, oh God. So I pray for Jamila and Ben, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Yolanda and Francis, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Apostle Horsley and his wife, oh God, Sister Lois and her husband, oh God, and Sister Yvonne and her husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and anybody else who's here who has a husband or a wife, oh God, we just pray, God, today that you help the families, oh God, the children to be obedient to their parents, oh God, for this is right, oh God, in the name of Jesus, there's a promise, oh God, when children obey their parents that their lives will be long upon the earth, oh God. So we pray for the unity in the homes, oh God. We pray, Father, today for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. When there are issues, oh God, that they will resolve those issues by coming to you, God, and seeing what you say in your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that there will be peace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Sonia and Fossa, Lord, help them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every day, God. Help them to have peace in the home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, Sabrina and George, oh God, we pray for them, oh God, newlyweds, oh God, who are out there, Father, just getting started. We pray, Father, today that they will seek your face, oh God, and get the answers from you, God, and walk in the spirit of love and peace and joy and blissfulness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Father, we pray for those, oh God, who are single, who are looking to be married, oh God. We pray that you will help the man to find the wife, oh God, that he will find a good thing and they will be favored of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for that this morning, oh God. We praise your name, oh God, for just everything, oh God, that you're doing in this world, oh God. We know that there's so much turmoil, oh God, across this land, oh God. There are people who are doing crazy things, people taking other folks' lives, oh God. We pray for these people, oh God, who have that murdering demon in their hearts, oh God, that they will come to Jesus Christ, that they will have a spirit of love. In the name of Jesus, continue to expose those plots, oh God, those plans, oh God, that people have to do wrong to other folks, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Malako, Lesheta, Manuku, Lesheta, Makanako, Lesheta, Manina. My God, we pray for this nation, the United States of America, Lord. We need you in this land, oh God. There's so much hatred, oh God, so much bigotry, oh God, so much prejudice, oh God, just people just against one another, oh God. We pray, Father, today for our government, every governmental position, Lord. There are those, oh God, who have just the wrong idea of why they're there, God. We pray, Father, today that they will have the people's hearts in mind, oh God, that they will take care of the nation, oh God, the leaders of our nation, starting from the president, the vice president, oh God, and the House of Representatives, oh God, the congressmen, oh God, the governors, oh God, the mayors, oh God, the teachers in the schools, the principals of the schools, oh God, the leaders of our churches, oh God, the leaders in our corporations, oh God. We pray, Father, today that people will do right by the folks, oh God, that they are over. In the name of Jesus, every leader across this nation, even around the world, oh God, nations around the world, God, need your help today. They need you today, God. So we pray, Father, today for this nation, for the world, for every continent, every city, every state, oh God, every river, Lord, and all the oceans, oh God. There are people out there on the oceans today, God, who need you, Lord. There are those up on the mountains, some down in the valley, oh God, some that are on a plane, oh God, some are just in the cities and towns and states, God. We pray for the spirit of peace. We lose peace right now. In the name of Jesus, let there be peace upon this earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let us show peace. Let us show love as a people of God, as a body of Christ, as an individual of the kingdom of God. We pray, God, today that we will imitate you, God. You loved us so much that you sent Jesus Christ, and Lord, help us to love like you love unconditionally, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you're doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes today. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to ask our Apostle Horsley if you will pray, and then our sister Gladys, if you will pray after him, and then we will continue in the hour. Can we do that this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Apostle Horsley, we cannot hear you. I don't know if your phone is muted.
Okay. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, the mercy I see. All I have need of, God's hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, will we come, Lord God, to this hour of power, pray, Lord God, to set ourselves in agreement, O Lord God, with the prayer that's gone forth this morning in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You said, Lord God, when the two or three gather together, Lord God, that you would be in the midst, O Lord God, so let this be so, Lord God. We pray for marriages, O Lord God, those that are getting married, those that want to get married, Lord God, those that are going through difficult times today in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that you give peace, O Lord God, that you send healing and deliverance, O Lord God, in this hour of power and prayer in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, thank you for the wife, Lord God. Thank you for the this of the Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, and everyone that's here at this hour of power and prayer, Lord God, that you move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, and protect, O Lord God, your people, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, it seems like the government wants to insist that everyone get this here a shot, Lord God, but we pray and we trust in you, O Lord God, to bring out the best results to everyone that has to hear it, O Lord God. I have to take it in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for you are our on-time God, O Lord God. You know how to deliver, Lord God. You know how to set free, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to accept every prayer request, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Sometimes we cannot bring this thing up to mind, O Lord God. It just seems, O Lord God, that a lot of prayer requests don't come at this hour, Lord God. But Lord God, we have a number of people, Lord God, that is suffering, O Lord God, and a number of people, Lord God, who just has died from this COVID, Lord God, and close friends, O Lord God, have gone and passed on, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, if this be your judgment, O Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that your hand be stayed in it, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bring these people out in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. But above all, Lord God, we pray that the will of the Lord be done. Lord God, we pray for everybody that come, O Lord God, at this time of morning to join their hearts together in love and to stand in the gap, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that you bless as only you can, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we will pray for Betty Kirkland, O Lord God. She wants to look at a new place, O Lord God. Let it be the right place that she can move into in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray for widows and the fatherless children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit, God, and by your power, O Lord God. For God has spoken once or twice, and I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Lord God, they're gone in the supermarket, O Lord God, and they just price God to the Lord today, but everything is up, O Lord God. Lord God, I pray for the finances of your people, O Lord God. Those that are going through a small time, O Lord God, those that are going through financial straits, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that you would touch in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you would touch, O Lord God, that we'd be able to go forth in power and in demonstration, O Lord God. Everywhere that we go, give people a word or a fruit of the Spirit, O Lord God. Something that they can hang on, O Lord God. Something that will be tangible in their life, O Lord God, is your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We pray that you save the day, O Lord God. Because you're strong and mighty, O Lord God. It's just not other like you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, O Lord God, that you would loose the Holy Spirit, O Lord God, to let people start to search it out. People to be saved, O Lord God, in the supermarkets, on the highway, wherever they go, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we come today to just say that we love you, O Lord God. We thank you, God. We pray for the strength of Minister Chris, O Lord God, and all those and all of them that are going through a time of bereavement right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we move by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. Everything will be all right, God. We ask that you protect the children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you would touch him, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. God, we thank you for things that transpired on yesterday, Lord God, and as of the day, O Lord God. We want to praise you, Lord God. We want to worship you, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, God. That you would move, Lord, by your spirit, O Lord God. That you would move, Lord, by your power, Lord God, and continuously bless us, O Lord God, in the wilderness, Lord God. As Moses lifted up the golden serpent in the wilderness, O Lord God, you would also raise up the same, God, in the name of Jesus. Bobby. So, God, we thank you. And we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. O Lord God, be with us, O Lord God, as we go through this hour of power, prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, grant traveling mercy, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. See an accident, spoiled, O Lord God. We pray that the people there be well, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, there's those that are traveling south and up north, O Lord God, to go to Dr. Barnett's homegoing service this weekend, O Lord God. Bless and bring the family and loved ones in safe, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. We praise you, O Lord God. This is the day that you have made, O Lord God, and we will be going to rejoice and be glad in it. So I thank you for this time, O Lord God. Thank you for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing, O Lord God. Lord God, bless Minister Ben and Jamila, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The gifts of the family, O Lord God. And the children there, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you this morning, God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Lord God, we are praying with the understanding, O Lord God, all that we can understand, O Lord God. For there are those that are in the echo of my son, Dalakia, Okovia, see God, or other continents, Dalakaios. Hallelujah, Lord God. The names that we cannot bring to mind, Dalakaios, here. Abel, Sue, Okovia, Sly, God. That need miracles, O Lord God, creative miracles, God. In the name of Abel, Sito, no Koyas, Manakayos, yeah. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that have special needs, O Lord God, special needs children, O Lord God. Adults, O Lord God. Those that are suffering with renal failure, respiratory system, God, in the name of Jesus, God. That you would bring them out, O Lord God, with an uplifted hand, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, for the young adults, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that name that is above every name, that at the sound of that name, Jesus, O Lord God, everything in the earth, above the earth, beneath the earth, every knee shall be bowed, every tongue shall be confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. God, we pray for Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, that you bless the Lord God, that you keep us strong in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you for each and every one here, Lord God, in their prospective places, O Lord God. We give our name the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are part of this hour of power and prayer, Lord God. We're so glad at this time in history, Lord God, that we are saved, O Lord God. Lord God, you brought us to this point, O Lord God. Bring us through in the name of Jesus, God. So we love you, Lord. We thank you. We praise your holy and righteous name. Hallelujah. Amen, and amen. And amen. Abel Satana Kayosi. Abel C, God. Yes, oh God. We thank you, God. Lord God, bless our children and our grandchildren, oh Lord God. All of those that are in the schoolhouses, oh Lord God. That's the young adults, oh Lord God. That has to go to work, oh Lord God. Bless those, oh Lord God, who have taken the second shot, oh Lord God, and not quite feeling like themselves these days, oh Lord God. That you bless and restore, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I love you. I need you. We are a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to provide. I love you. I need you. We are a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to provide. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
I thank you right now, God, for putting that song in my heart. And I say good morning to every saint, everybody that's on this prayer line this morning. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, right now for prayer, praise, and deliverance. Hallelujah. Ministry, Minister Darlene B. And I thank you right now, God, for everyone that's participating right now, God, being committed right now, God. Hallelujah. And it's a sacrificial movement, a sacrificial time that we sacrifice our time right now to get up early this morning and, Lord, meet you right now, God, for where we are at right now at this moment, Lord God. I thank you right now, God, for a mind that stayed on you. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for the ones that could not make it at this time right now, God. And, Lord, we pray for them also, Father, that all their needs be met, that we are all a part of God's body in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for life and that more abundantly, abundant life. Manifold life and hundredfold life in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and let our requests be made known unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that we have an advocate with the Father when we can come to you. Hallelujah. Our personal one-on-one relationship. And God, and ask you forgiveness for the sins that we may have committed against you that we don't even realize that we've done. The thought that we have been thinking, hallelujah, we don't even realize even the thought, even though it didn't come out of our mouths, to think evil of our brothers and sisters. Think evil of this situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking you forgiveness right now, God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone, hallelujah, will get it right with God in the name of Jesus, because we don't know the hour when God is calling us to come. So we want to be ready when he comes. And we also want to be ready to give every man an answer of the hope that lies within us with trembling and fear in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you today. I thank you today right now, God, because your word, and I'm giving it back to you, God, says, hallelujah, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, of his might in the name of Jesus, that we must put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, hallelujah, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what Ephesians 6 is 10. And I'm going to read the rest of it. Wherefore, to take unto us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand, be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having our loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints in the name of Jesus. There has been moments in my life in this week that when I got up, I didn't really know what to pray for. And I said, Lord, I don't know where this is coming from in the name of Jesus, but I know that God's word tell me, hallelujah, lets me know that when we don't know what to pray for, we pray in the heavenly language for the Holy Ghost, knowing it intercedes on our behalf for what is going on in our life. Even if we can say this, Jesus, 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 he has, hallelujah, he understands everything that's going on with us just from those words when we're heavy and hard and stuff in Jesus' name. But I thank God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that he's replaced, the heavenlies with a heart, of gladness and of joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, that when we come to you, and we ask for forgiveness of those things, knowing and unknowingly, seen and unseen, Father, hallelujah. Lord, that you will regret that petition. You will wipe our slate clean, Father, in the name of Jesus. You shall create in us clean hearts, oh God, and renew right spirits in, you know, within, right spirits within our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will lead and guide us. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide us into all truth. He will guide us by the skillfulness of his hands. He will guide us, hallelujah. How you will order our steps in his word, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, God, for the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, how, hallelujah, we've invited him to our home this morning, making him the first fruit of our morning this day in the name of Jesus, the first fruit, Father. And trusting right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will make things right. If we do according to what your word says, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us right now, God, to want to go through, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and not just be there just for the things that you've given us, the good things, but we got to work it out. We got to walk out our healing. We got to walk out our salvation. We got to walk out our peace. We got to walk out, hallelujah, our faith. We got to walk it out, saints of God. In the name of Jesus, God has a work for us to do in the name of Jesus. So let us, hallelujah, be mindful of those things and to submit and commit unto him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I haven't had much sleep this morning because my brother called me about 1 o'clock. And he was talking to me about some things, hallelujah, the enemy trying to come in against his mind, and he's hearing things, and he's seeing people at his door in the name of Jesus. And I was just telling him, you know, everything that needs to be said within what was happening going on with him, that God is the answer. And do not let the devil steal his peace. Do not let the enemy, hallelujah, just come against him, hallelujah, and torment him in the night. And God has not given him a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. And, you know, just plead the blood of Jesus over himself and over his wife in the name of Jesus. Fear not, because God is with us in the name of Jesus. And, you know, to think anything other than that, that means that we don't trust him. So I thank God for the victory in the name of Jesus. I was able to talk him down in the name of Jesus. I was able to, you know, just, hallelujah, pray over his life and stuff like that, and hallelujah, and said, you know, let him know that God has him covered in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for the victory in Jesus' name. I haven't had much sleep in the name of Jesus, but that's okay. I still, hallelujah, came on the prayer ministry this morning. I still sacrifice myself, and as I was sacrificing myself, I'm feeling strength as I sacrifice myself, and I just keep moving in Christ no matter how I feel, no matter, you know, what I see. I know that God said he would never leave us nor forsake us, saint, in the name of Jesus. He's always there. The testing times will come, the trials and the tribulations, hallelujah, the calamities and the storms, they still will come, and they will come into Jesus, hallelujah, come into Christ in the skies in the name of Jesus. We will still have to go through in the name of Jesus. So I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we trust in God, hallelujah, with all our hearts and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path in the name of Jesus. I trust in God in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, I had a good report on yesterday with the doctor, so, you know, about the little, the bubble that's on the brain. It's still, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the same size it was 6 years ago. And he was talking about surgery. I said, oh, I don't think I'll need that. He said, just in case. I said, but I, you know, I don't think that I would need that. So I'm not trying to believe the doctor's report on anything. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, because one of these days, when God is willing, when God knows the time is right, when they look and take pictures of it again, it will not be there. I call it done. Already healing. I'm healed. I'm whole. And nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing missing in the name of Jesus. For every issue and everything, I plead the blood of Jesus over it. Hallelujah. So I thank right now, God, because he is our shepherd, and we shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. He lead and guide us through the path of righteousness for our namesake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever in Jesus' name. I thank God this morning for focus. I thank God for direction. I thank God for unity in the body of Christ, my brothers and sisters, intercessors all over the world. Strengthen us this day, Father, even though we don't feel like it, hallelujah, that we keep moving. Just don't stop. Keep moving in Christ Jesus. Keep trusting. Keep believing in God, and keep trusting his process, no matter what we feel like, no matter what our flesh tells us. God knows what's best for us. And I have to keep, you know, be reminded of these things also in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for strength. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for my family. I thank you that there's peace in this house. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And I come against every demonic thing that's a thing that tries to come up against God's church and me and my family. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus, no matter what I see, no matter what's going on in the name of Jesus. I bind the alcoholic spirit. Hallelujah. I thank God for the spirit of discernment. I see you, devil. You came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God came to give us life, and that more abundantly. So in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus against every demonic thing. Every spirit of infirmity right now is bound and cast back to the pit of hell from which it came. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not stay in this house. And every evil thing that crosses the threshold of my home shall be killed softly in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you when that enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit shall lift up a standard against every demonic thing in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you, and I love you, and I adore you in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That when Jesus dropped his head and he died, and before he did that, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Everything that we can think of and things that we haven't even thought of yet, Jesus Christ did it all on the cross at Calvary. Everything is done. It's done. It's done. Our healing is there. Our deliverance is there. Our salvation is there. Our peace is there. Hallelujah. Our wholeness is there. We are whole. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. And I thank God that I am reminded. The Holy Ghost is there to remind us. We don't have to wait to carry on our fort. He's already here. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I thank God for us inviting us in and to our home each and every morning. Hallelujah. This prayer ministry has meant a lot to me. And I thank God for it. It's the best thing. One of many blessings that God has blessed me with. And I thank God when I look back over my life and I see what God has brought me from. My soul cries out, hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you, God, for saving me. I thank you, God, for delivering me. I thank you, God, for healing me. I thank you, God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding is in my heart right now. In the name of Jesus. So I thank each and every one on the prayer line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you cry out, you spell out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lay everything at his feet because he's the only one that can change it. And we must know that the battle does not belong to us, but it belongs to God. Give it to him, that we give it to him. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Gladys and our Apostle Horsley. Thank you for the prayers and the exhortation, the encouragement this morning. And we just want to just be in a place of praise and worship throughout the day. Hallelujah, Jesus, because God is so good. And his mercies endure forever and ever. So right now what I'm going to do is give a short lesson on what we had. Our scripture of the week was in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 6. And basically what we're looking at is being strong and courageous in the Lord and having faith in him. So that is what we want to do each and every day, is just have the faith to believe that whatever it is that we need in the Lord, he has it for us. It's always available to us. No matter where we are, God is right there. So what my question to this morning is, what can we count on as we navigate through life, as we navigate through this life that we're in? So this, as we are going through this year, many of us have mixed emotions. Some of us have sorrow over events that have taken place in our lives and in our world. So what can we truly expect as we move forward in this year, for the rest of this year and the years to come? Well, some of the things that we can think about is people will let us down. Politicians will let us down. Sometimes our health will not be as good as it could be. Sometimes our possessions can let us down. So as we look at this scripture, I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. And the word of God says, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord had said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto him as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed." Verse number 5 says, "And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you." Verse 6, which is our scripture of the week, it says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Verse 7 says, "And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all of Israel, Be strong and of a good courage. But thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto thy fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." So we're going to be in a place where we have faith in the Lord. God's knowledge never fails. In the book of Job, chapter 36 and 7, he says, "He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted." So we know he knows every sorrow. He knows every stress that we may be dealing with. He knows every sin that people may be in. But his compassion never fails. He will always be there for us. He knows when we are hurting. He understands our pain. We are not consumed because of his compassion, because of his compassions that fail not. In the book of Lamentations, it says, Lamentations 3 and 22, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not." We understand how this works. When those we love are hurting, we can feel them hurting, and many times we hurt right along with them. So when you're hurt, know that God cares for you. When you have a trial, know that he cares for you. Have your faith and trust in the Lord. Just as God helped the children of Israel, some of them were murmuring and complaining as they went through the wilderness. But, you know, God still provided for them. He provided the food they needed. He provided the water that they needed. And he did not let their shoes wear out. Just thinking 40 years walking around in the same shoes and your shoes didn't wear out, just to think that God was taking care of them. And he hears whenever we call. So whenever we're calling on the Lord, just believe that he hears you. It may seem like he's not listening. It may seem like he did not hear you, but we know that he hears every word. Even before we call, we know that he knows what we're going to ask for. He knows what we're going to say because he's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere, and he can see all things. And so even when we're in danger, he is right there. He was there to protect Daniel from the lions. He was there to lift Peter from the waves. When Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and fell down into the water, he lifted him up. He was there to deliver Paul time and time again. You know, there were things that Paul was enduring, and he delivered him so many different times. So we know that if he was there for those of prophets of old, he is there for us today. He will be there for us, protecting us from dangers that we face each day. Here's a scripture I want to read, John chapter 10, verse 27 and 29. It says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." And then Psalms 91 and 2 says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." So we know that his knowledge never fails, his compassion never fails. So we know that he is a trustworthy and he is a proven God. His power never fails. We know that he is an all-powerful God and he can take care of every one of us. You know, we're all in different cities and different states and different places, and we know that the Lord is everywhere, and so he's able to help every one of us at the very same time. So the Lord is our strength. His power never fails. In the book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 26, it says, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." And Isaiah 26 and 4 says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So he is the one who gives us the strength to continue on. He has the power to save us. And if you have never trusted in the shed blood of Jesus Christ for salvation, understand that the blood of Christ has never lost its power to save. Whether young or old, rich or poor, regardless of all of our differences, we all need to be saved. And so we have to spread that gospel of Jesus Christ across the land, you know, to our families. And we know that God is the one who will help us in everything that we desire from him. He has the power for every task. In Ephesians chapter 3 and 20, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us." We know that there will be times in our lives and times during this year that we would think we simply cannot go on. It will seem like all things are coming against us, but we know that God is right there. Sometimes we're tempted to quit because of the tasks that are before us, but he is the almighty, omnipotent God of the universe. He has the power we need to face whatever may come our way. So no matter what it is, whatever fiery trial you may be experiencing, because we know that trials will come, but we are assured that along with the trials that we face, we will have power to endure. So Psalms 37 and 39 says, "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in a time of trouble." That's the word of God. So sometimes the Lord protects us from trials. Sometimes the Lord protects us with the trials we go through. And we know that he protects us as we go through those trials. His knowledge never fails, and his compassion never fails. His power never fails. God's word never fails. So we thank the Lord that he has given us his word, and his word is truth. And we know that we can count on him for everything that we need. So let us not be afraid. Let us not be weary in well-doing, because we shall reap as we faint not. So this morning I want to encourage all of us to be strong and of a good courage. We will not be fearful. We will not be afraid of those who will come against us, because the Lord our God, he is with us no matter where we go. He will not fail us, nor will he forsake us. So trust in him. My sisters and brothers, I know that you know that God is there with you. And sometimes, like I said, he may seem like he's far away, but he is right there in the midst of every trial, every situation, every circumstance. you know, we just have to trust that he knows all things, and he is a very wise God, and so we have to trust his wisdom in everything in our lives. So when you go through things, just trust that God is right there. Lay in his arms. Sometimes we just need to be still and know that he's God. We need to just be still and let him just comfort us. He will comfort us if we would just let our minds just relax and listen to his voice and just hear him saying, it's okay, we're going to be all right. You're going to be healed. You're going to be delivered. You're going to have peace. You're going to have that comfort. Just trust the word of God. God has so much in his word, and he is right there for us every single day, all day long. So I hope that you receive something out of what I shared this morning. So, Lord, we just pray that every one of us will continue to trust in you, lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we shall acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. We thank you, Lord, today for your word. Your word is rich. It is powerful. It's quicker than a two-edged sword that cuts asunder even to the bone and marrow. We decree and thank you, Father, this morning that we will be courageous. We will have faith and trust in you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, today for our sister Gladys' brother, O God. Continue to touch his mind. Heal him today, O God, and he shall be healed. Save him, Father, he shall be saved, for thou art our praise. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless and heal each and every one of us, O God. We pray for our pastor Scholastica, our minister Chris, O God, our minister Mary, O God, our sister Sheila, O God, our sister Teresa, Lord. We pray for sister Lois, O God, with Charlotte, and our sister Yvonne, O God, our sister Marie, Father. We pray for sister Glenda, O God, our minister Gladys, Lord, Apostle Horsley, and Darlene, O God, and those names I may not have called, O God. We just pray for everyone, Linda and Deborah, Lord Jesus. We pray for all of our families, O God. And know, God, today that you are ordering our steps, Lord. We know the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we delight in your way, God. So we will not be fearful and unbelieving. We will be courageous, O God. We will trust in you, God, because you are so faithful. You are a faithful God. When it seems like all hope is gone, it seems like we may be going through a dark tunnel, O God, may not be able to see the light. But, Lord, if we just look up to you, look into the hills from whence cometh our help, God, we know that our help cometh from the Lord, and there will be light at the end of the tunnel. As we trust in you, God, you will open up our eyes that we will see, as you did for the servant, O God, who did not see all the warriors in the mountains, O God. You open up his eyes so that he could see that there were more with them than against them. So we thank you, Lord, today with you on our side. We know that we are blessed, we are healed, we are delivered. And, Lord, if you be for us, who can be against us? And I say I really don't care, because you are the Lord, a man of war. And the Lord is your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, Father, today that you are the strong tower where the righteous can run into, and we are safe. So we thank you for safety this morning. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So as we're at the top of the hour, and we know that God has done great things, I make a declaration for every brother and sister in Christ. And this is very important that we grab a hold of this and speak this over your life, is that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. Our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that the angels that God has sent out, they will protect us as we go from one destination to the next. There will be no accidents or incidences as we travel. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance, And I decree that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming into somebody's hands. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are coming into somebody's hands. Thousands of dollars for somebody, and hundreds of dollars. According to our faith, it shall be done unto us. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work, and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I decree and declare that blessings are overtaking us, and we have more than enough. And I decree that the wickedness in high places is destroyed in the name of Jesus. So this morning, sisters and brothers, let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet, and he will help us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, let's remember we're workers together with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. I thank you for what you do in coming here to be in agreement with God and with us, each other. Have a good day. Come back tomorrow. We'll see what God has for us and what we have to give to the Lord. We want to give him praise, honor, and glory each and every day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.